Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Give him praise. He's worthy of it all. He really is. I read a verse this morning that said, "Surely God is good to me." Can you say that? Surely God is good to me. He really is. He's awesome. He's good. I have an announcement to make. I don't have much time for it, but I will say that church restart, which means the classes, nursery, kids, church, youth, Wednesday night services as well, will start back September the 13th. That's in a couple of weeks. So we'll have more to talk to you about that a little bit later. But we're making preparations for that and keeping everybody safe as well. But at the same time, we want to get back at it. Amen. How about you? You ready to get back at it? Well, we are too. I'm going to talk to you a little bit today. Still in this thing about Ephesians 4 with Jesus' purposes. The very purpose of him leaving us the equippers, the equipping ministries, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And we've been talking about it a little bit, but we're moving on into another area here that shows us why it's not just for maturity. I mean, it is for maturity, but as we mature, we won't be susceptible to all the deception that is forthcoming, that is present today, and that is around the corner. If you think this is the only deception that we're going to face, you're badly fooled already. There's more that's coming. There's more things that are around the corner. Nothing to be fearful about for the children of God. We're not a people of fear. We're the children of God. Amen. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
So as we do start into this, I want to go to 2 Timothy first, and 2 Timothy chapter 4 tells us, Paul is talking to Timothy, and he says, what I want you to do is I want you to preach the word, and I want you to be ready in season and out of season. In season, say in season, out of season. That means when it's popular and when it's not. That means when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. You continue to give them the true word of God. You know, a lot of times we've been talking about this thing about being hoodwinked and being gaslighted and all the stuff that is happening, and we don't want to be a people that are ignorant to the schemes of the enemy. You know, all he wants to do is to kill, steal, and destroy. Hey, Linda, it's good to see you back. God bless you. But he says, I want you to preach the word. Give people, everybody say, give people the word. Look, you can give them an opinion all day long, but that won't be the same as giving them the word. You know, sometimes our opinions may line up with the word, and sometimes they may not line up with the word if they're an opinion, but his word is true. So it says here that be instant in season, out of season, when it's popular, when it's not popular. He said reprove, rebuke, and exhort, encourage. And then here's the words that got me, with great patience. Why did he use the word great? Why didn't he just say with patience? Well, what happens here is that in the process of equipping you, in the process of giving you, in the process of exhorting, rebuking, and encouraging, we're going to need great patience for those who are not listening. Do you hear me? You just can't walk away and say, I give up. You can't walk away and say, I'm just frustrated with people. You just cannot do that as you follow God. Why? Because you've got to have great passion. Without great compassion, you won't have the ability to bring healing to others. When Jesus had great compassion, he brought healing to people. His compassion moved him to bring the truth and bring the healing to people. So if you're missing out on compassion, then we're missing out on delivering the goods that God has given us to give, right? He said, do this with great patience and great instruction. So we need to bring it with instruction and be patient as you instruct people. How many of you had to be patient with your child as you was giving him instructions or her instructions? None of you. Y'all had perfect children. I understand it. I really do. Now, let's be honest. How many of you have had to have great patience dealing with your kids? Okay. Let me ask this one. This is a better one. How many of your mothers and fathers had to have great patience dealing with you? You may want to lift both of them up. Yeah. Great patience. So he said, and then he says this in verse 3. For the time will come. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. For there is a time coming. Matter of fact, it's already here. Now, to the fullness of it, might not be, but it's already here. There are already people who won't put up, won't tolerate sound teaching. They just won't put up with it. They don't want to hear it. He said, but the time will come when they will not hear sound, won't put up with sound doctrine. But here's the opposite of what they do. Here's what they will have. But they're wanting to have their ears tickled. They'll have a desire to have their ears tickled. And they will accumulate for themselves. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. Oh, that's a dangerous thing. They will accumulate to themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. In other words, their own private whim, their own thing that they want done. They'll keep looking for teachers until that teacher says what they want to hear. And that's the one they will gravitate to. And they won't be settled with one. They'll try to get some others to agree with it. Now, so he says, the time will come. Well, that time's already here. There's a lot of people that don't want to hear what you have to say, but they want to hear something else. I remember doing counseling before, and we were talking about their marriage and all, we talked about the things that he needed to do and things that she needed to do. That's in the scripture. And after about 20 minutes, he looked right at me. He said, Pastor, is there a plan B? I mean, he was serious. Is there a plan B? What's the other options? I don't have any other options. The only other option is doing what you're doing, and it ain't working. And that's the reason they're here. That's the reason they were there getting help, doing what they were doing, and it's not working. Why? Because they wanted that little tickle. They wanted me to change what I was saying and change what God is saying so they would feel better about themselves and they don't have to do the discipline part. So he says this. He said, according to your own desires, and they will turn away their ears from the truth. They'll turn their ears from hearing the truth. They don't want to hear it. And then they'll turn aside to myths. This word myth means falsehoods. It means chasing mirages, chasing something that's not real, going after something that's not real. So here's the danger. Here's the danger. When you have desires that are yearning inside you, that is wanting something other than what God wants to give you, you and I will have the tendency to twist the scriptures to fit our desires. That's a dangerous place to be. It's not truth, and it won't transform you. The transformation that Paul's talking about in Romans 12 is that when you renew your mind, when you get to think in the way God is telling you to think and believe in the way God is telling you to believe, then transformation comes to you. So, but if you're trying to get the scriptures to line up with your desires, that's the twisting of scriptures. That's what it's called in the Bible, the Leviathan spirit. It's the twisting. It's the serpent that's in the water that twists. You know, you say this, but it twists. Has God really said? That's a twist. That's a challenge of what you know to be the truth. So we have to be careful that we don't hold a desire, whatever a scriptural preference that it is, or whatever a desired preference that it is, do not try to make scripture wrap around your desire. That's a dangerous, dangerous place. Ministers can do that. Pastors can do that. You can do that. Politicians do that. You hear what I'm saying? They have all this stuff going on because there is a desire that is outweighing my desire for the truth. There's another desire in me that I'm giving place to that is outweighing my desire for what is true. So we get to the places in our life that we're awakened to what's really being said versus what is this desire that I want this to mean. Did y'all hear me? Well, I want this scripture to mean this. It don't work that way. If it's working that way, you're already being deceived. Why? Because you're accumulating things, and teachers are teaching that lines up with a desire and doesn't line up with the Word of God. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Okay, this is true. This is very true for today's time. You know, so this thing about wrong desires, let me tell you what Mark says. Mark 4:19 says this, that wrong desires choke the Word and stops your fruitfulness. Wrong desires will choke out the word that has been sown, and it will stop you from being fruitful in the kingdom. Wrong desires, if it's not lined up with God's word, and there's a corruptness about it, it's going to choke out the very word that you do hear. You'll walk away, and I didn't hear God say anything. Well, you weren't listening. Maybe there was some choking going on. Maybe there was a desire that outweighed the weight of his word. Y'all with me? You know, another thing about she's walking now, so she's done got my attention, so I might go over and grab her if you don't watch me, But listen to this, and this thing about sound teaching is connected to what Jesus says, what the Bible says, and that's sound. That is sound doctrine. It's solid. It's a place that you can stand. It's a place that you can be and still have your sanity. Why? Because he's doing the work. He is the one that has said, look, if you let the wrong desire get into your life and you hang on to it, you want it to mean this way instead of the way it really is, the word that you're getting is being choked and you're not benefiting from the word that's coming. And here's another thing. Over in Matthew chapter 15, Jesus makes a profound statement that we often overlook. Now we remember the statement. Some of us can quote it, and some. But we often overlook the depth of what he is actually saying when he says, "They worship me with their lips, but their heart is where? Far from me." Now listen to this. Listen to what he says next. Listen, he says, "But in vain do they worship me," and then he explains why. They're teaching as doctrines the precept of men. What is he saying? Wrong teaching brings you to empty worship.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. Their worship is vain because they're teaching the precepts of men. Think about that just for a moment. What are you teaching people about God? What are you telling others about how God is? What are you telling others about how Jesus is? Are you hearing that? Because he said, because they're teaching the precepts of men, their worship is empty. So what are you teaching? What are we teaching? What am I sharing with other people? And is it God? Or is it gloom? Is it despair? Or is it worry? Is it something that God's really not saying? Because he's saying here that the teaching, when your teaching becomes more of man than God, your worship is vain. No matter how much you do this, how much you do this, or how much you do anything else, your worship is empty. That's what the Bible says. That's profound to me. I mean, when you look at it, we read that verse and we say, okay, you know, but see, here's the thing is, when you start teaching things that God's not saying, and it comes from man, your worship is affected, and it becomes empty. Why is that? You're not telling the truth. And that you're going to worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you're not worshiping him in truth, if that's not the truth, then you're not worshiping. It's empty. You know, I don't want anybody's mind nor anybody's worship to be empty. Just going through the motions. While believing I'm in true worship. See, that's self-deception. That's the reason we need the Word of God to rise up inside, off the pages and begin to be revelation to us. So we say, oh, I see that. So we have to guard our mouth and say, okay, what am I saying? And am I saying the truth? Am I giving them the truth? Am I telling them what God is saying? Am I telling them about Jesus, who he really is? But if you're not, you're not worshiping. If it is, it's empty. It's void. Vain. Are y'all chewing on that for a little bit? Okay. Because we certainly don't want to be a people that believe that all of our worship is just great as it can be when we're out here telling things about God that ain't true. God said, mm-mm. You can't do this and do this and it be the same. First Timothy 6 says this, there'll be people who will refuse... In verse 3, there'll be people who will refuse sound teaching, the solid words of our Master, Jesus, and they will refuse godly instructions. And he says, tag them for what they really are. Tag them as ignorant windbags who infect. I read this in this passage, and it's so fitting for today. Listen to this. Ignorant windbags who infect the air with germs. Germs of envy, germs of controversy, germs of bad mouthing. Germs of suspicious rumors. Quarreling. Germs of malicious innuendos. Eventually, there's an epidemic of backstabbing. And the truth is but a distant memory. They think that their religion is the way to make, is a way to make things the way they want them to be. The sound teachings are the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of the Word of God. And by the way, the whole counsel of God. Don't pick out one and start going to town on it without looking at all the other scriptures to make sure you're in the right place. You know why I say do that? Because there is a verse in the Bible that says, and Judas went out and hanged himself. Pick out one out to go live out. No, you have to understand why he said it, when he said it, understand the context. You just can't pick out verses and begin to say, well, this is the way this is. No, it's the whole counsel of God that we need. You need the Word of God. Amen? My. 1 Timothy chapter 4 said the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter days some will fall away from the faith, choosing, paying attention to deceitful spirit and the doctrines of demons. Paying attention to that while you're walking away from the faith that God has given you. And by means of hypocrisy, the liars have a seared conscience with a branding iron. Now, there's another passage, another translation says it like this. The Spirit makes it clear that in the end, as the time goes on, some are going to give up on faith. They're going to chase after demonic illusions. And they're going to demonic illusions that are put forth by professional liars. By means of professional liars. These liars have lied so well and for so long, they have lost their capacity for truth. Well, another version says, they have lost their real hold on truth. It's just gone. Why? Because they've grabbed hold of a desire that has outweighed in their mind, that has outweighed the truth, and think it's going to benefit them, which it will actually lead them to destruction. See, that's the reason God has put you in a place that you've got teachers, you've got pastors, you've got elders, you've got people that preach in this pulpit, you've got Sunday school teachers, you have teachers with the kids. They teach your children the Word of God, not opinions. After you go through this training and you see what God is doing in your life and you hear the truth coming, listen. This thing about this passage that talks about, and that's when the backstabbing starts. It should not be among Christians. Whether you believe you need to wear a mask or whether you believe you don't. Don't hold your opinion so high that it discredits and discourages other people. It's okay to have it. Just don't make it where it's contrary to others' opinions. When it's an opinion, it's an opinion. I don't know why I just said mass, but we can say other things as well. You know, what was that Martin Luther King said about don't judge people on the color of their skin, but on the what? Say it out loud. Content of their character. You know why that's so true? Because God gave you the color. You get to choose what kind of content you're going to have. It's true. God gave you the color that he wanted to give you. And I think all of you are just absolutely beautiful. But you're going to have to choose what kind of content is your character going to have. You choose that. Ephesians 4 says, as a result, after all this teaching, as a result, we are no longer children. We've put that stuff away. And then he says this, and I got to close. Then he says this, tossed to and fro by waves. Tossed to and fro by waves. What does this mean? It's that you have an inability to anchor in the middle of a storm. You cannot drop anchor in the middle of a storm. You just get tossed with every wave that comes. He says that, and the other side to that is you have no helm. You have no way to guide where you're going. You have no way to set your purpose. You have an inability to steer. That's the reason he said, as a result, you won't be like this if you start growing up in truth. You won't be like this. And what else does this word mean? What else does this phrase mean? Not tossed to and fro with every wave. Tossed to and fro every wave means to be driven by the circumstances. Is this thing driving you, or is the Lord leading you in the midst of what's been driven? It makes a big difference. Yes, to be led by what you feel while you're in the storm. All of a sudden, my feelings are more important than what God said when I'm in the middle of a storm, when you're in the middle of chaos, when you're in the middle of things that are unstable. And you see things just, but he says, mm-mm. He said, when you learn the truth, you have an anchor, and it's called hope. And you're able to drop that anchor. I don't care how big the waves are, you're able to drop that anchor in order to steal that ship in the middle of it. Steal you in the middle of where you're going, in the middle of where you're headed. Number three, agitated by the natural. In other words, you're just agitated. And I know it's true. I've been around some Christians that are absolutely agitated. They cannot talk without being agitated. Why? No anchor. They're being tossed. You got to have that word of God as a leading light into your path. A lamp into your path, a light into your path. Lamp to your feet. He said, agitated by the natural. Are you agitated in the natural? Robbed of the ability to stand. If there's ever a time that Christians need to find this place that they've got to stand, it is now. It is now. To take a stand, and be careful where you're standing. Take a stand on sand, and it won't work. Take a stand on the solid rock, on the truth. And he says, no matter what you build, you have to listen. The storms won't destroy things that are built on the solid rock. Wrongly focused on the events. In other words, you see the event and your focus is all wrong on the event. Watch some news for you a while and you'll have a wrong focus. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not saying don't watch it. Just don't watch it all the time. And weigh it when you see it and when you hear it. It'll cause you to be selfishly motivated. You'll be being tossed is when you're selfishly motivated. It'll be all about you, and it won't be about others. I want what I want. I want to do what I want to do. You'll become influenced by the loudest voice. That's what it means to be tossed here and there. If this one's louder, I'm going to start leaning this way. If this one's louder, I'm going to start leaning this way. Just toss to and fro with everything that comes by. It will shake you to a place of being fearful. Tossed to and fro will have you shaken to a place that you're fearful. That's the reason, learn the truth. Eat the truth. Let the truth inside you, even when it hurts. Faithfulness is the wounds of a friend. A friend's going to tell you the truth, even though they know you may not be their friend after they tell you. That's a true friend. And then the last one, you'll be stirred to the place of making wrong decisions. And that's what this thing about Ephesians 4. We'll talk about more about it later, but that's the thing about Ephesians 4 when Jesus says, before I ascend, I'm going to give these gifts to men because the church is going to need it to grow up and to mature and to become like him. But it won't be off of opinions, and it won't be because somebody has got a different idea when that idea is not lining up with Scripture. Are you hearing me? So be a good listener. Be a person that's going to weigh out what you've heard. Even today, you weigh out what you've heard. And see if it's from God. And see if it's from the Holy Spirit. And then if it is, eat good. Swallow it all. Make it part of your life. If it's not good and it's not right, come back and tell me, this is wrong and here's why. But I don't need your opinion. I got one. Now give me, if we're wrong, I'll just tell me this scripture. Show me how we're wrong. Any of us, show us how we're wrong, and we'll make it right. God is intent with his purpose of making you the church that he is building that will rise up against all of hell, knowing that we will not fear our lives and we will continue to walk and the gates of hell will not intimidate us. He's intent in building that church. My question, will you be part of that church? If you are, stand to your feet. Did you get anything today? I sure did. Was I supposed to say anything else, Pastor John? Is there another? No. I don't have Brenda. Yeah. Okay, here's Liz. Yeah. I have to look around. There's supposed to be something. Come on up, Liz. Segway.
Yeah. So we enjoyed the message this morning, right? Or maybe we got a little uncomfortable, but that's not a bad thing if we're growing out of that discomfort, right? Because the truth sometimes gets you a little But I tell you what, we were all learning at our level as adults this morning, right? Pastor Terry didn't come in and talk to us like we were infants. He didn't throw the message at us in Latin, so we would all sit here and go, what? So just like we're learning at our level from Pastor Terry, you can head on over to our website this morning, this evening, later in this week, whenever it's convenient for you, and check out our fantastic kids' messages. There's one for the nursery and preschool. There's one for the kids' ministry. That's all of our elementary age children. And under that, you will find activities so you can continue to grow and disciple your children as you need to this week. And if you keep forgetting to go to the website, I'll tell you what, you can email me at Liz, L-I-Z, at fathersvineyard.org, and I will send it to you so that you can't miss it. How about that? No excuses now. Got in your space. I think that's all I had to say.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Watch it. It's fun.
Great
but
job.
But for real, you can email me, Liz at fathersvineyard.org. There are no capitals, no spaces, hyphens, underscores. Etc.
Amen.
It's not a weird email,
Amen.
I promise.
Thank you, Liz. You did a great job. Thank you. See, I have to have help. I'll forget stuff. I really will. But I have to have help. That's the reason these directors are doing a marvelous job with your children. And all of y'all are doing just a great job. And I want you to make sure that you heard the message today and that you got it down inside you. And that we're going to be a people that are not tossed to and fro. Amen? Not tossed. Say that. I'm not tossed to and fro. I'm not going to become tossed to and fro. I'm not going to be doing that. Is there anyone here that needs to be born again today? If you are not born again and you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to meet you right down here. Okay? So, Father, in Jesus' name, we love you. We thank you. And, Lord, we do so want our worship to be so true and so pure. And then the spirit and truth, God, that whatever we say, that you will bless it in a way that you will make us fruitful in your kingdom. We love you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. September the 13th, we're back at it. Don't forget it. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.